There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Good evening, East Coast. Well, guys, this is a new thing. We are doing a daily podcast. It is sounding very exciting, especially with the action that kicked off this week. So we are going to be bringing you a daily sardine report, a pretty much a recap of what's been going on throughout the day. Obviously, on East Coast Radio, I will be updating you on the news with what's happening as I get it. So I'm in touch with Jace and one or two of the other sardine netters that's out and about getting those bags of fish. But for now, this is what's been going on throughout, well, today and pretty much every afternoon. We will be doing the same thing. We will be bringing you, like I said, that daily sardine recap. So today we have seen all four netters bringing in the fish, coming out from Amgababa, Scottborough, St. Michael's, as well as Port Shepstone. Guys, there's been a lot of fish coming out. In fact, we have seen sardines washing out on the shoreline coming out of Oslo Beach. So guys, we are in for a treat. It is looking really fantastic. The shoreline is loaded with sardines. Now, just as a little FYI, these are still the pilot shoals. Guys, the pilot shoals move very fast. That is why we are seeing them so rapidly. I mean, they just appeared on Sunday and they are out today on Monday. And they are out right here. Amgababa, I mean, that's like a stone throw away, right? And well, I'm going to get to the predictions of where they are tomorrow, but going back to those pilot shoals, the pilot shoals tend to move a lot faster than the main shoals, and guys, that main shoal is looking truly mind-blowing. So, what fish has been coming out with those sardines? Well, we've got reports of a lot of sharks. Guys, I'm talking sharks going up to 300, 400 kilos. Plenty of sharks along the coastline has been reported. There's also been a fair amount of kingfish and really good sizes at that. And a lot of garrick. A lot of garrick coming out of Toti and Sandspit. And there has been some cob. In fact, we've got Ray fishing now. I've been getting reports at 6:30 with him still bringing in the fish at Heart Attack Hill. So, guys, KZN is looking fantastic. Durban is going to be expecting to see some sardines later on this week. But for now, I just spoke to Jace, and tomorrow, it seems as though the sardines are going to be starting off from Amanzan Toti, and we will be getting sardines from Toti all the way up to Port Edward. So watch this space. I will be reporting on it on East Coast Radio. As soon as I get the information, I will be sending that through. Obviously, there are the social media groups you could follow as well. The guys are updating that all the time. So yeah, Sardine Run 2024 looking absolutely fantastic. So like I said, this is going to be our daily recap. I will be posting this out every afternoon for the latest news. Make sure to follow us on Spotify and iTunes. That's where you'll get an immediate notification. Obviously, you'll be getting these on our social media pages, but you can also be sure to find it 7:30 every afternoon on ecr.co.za under podcasts or anglernews.co.za, once again, under podcasts. So, until tomorrow, Sardine Report.
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.